Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
3-2, here it is. Drive into left field, way back. Refsnyder looks up, adios. 3-run homer for Guerrero. Another total bullpen meltdown in Toronto. And it is 4-2 Blue Jays.
That was an angry and disappointed Will Fleming on WEEI last night.
You now have your answer. What's Will Fleming going to sound like in response to how much you, quote, loved when Castiglione put the emotion of the game in his voice?
Swinging a pop.
Will Fleming sounded like he wanted to be like, son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's emotionally invested in this ball club, as we all are, but he travels with them, and I would say he errs on the side of optimism. He often tells you, oh, these things work themselves out, or,
does
you know.
Does one err or err, by the way?
Swing and a pop-up.
Err.
Err?
Yeah.
Okay.
Err she goes. I don't know. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines before we get into that debacle of a loss. Day 2 debacle of a loss for the Red Sox up in Toronto.
Yes.
The exchange rate on wins and losses is not favoring the Red Sox against the Blue Jays.
It is
right
not.
Now.
By the
shake
way,
your head at me.
And before you,
I can't say it the way I said yesterday because I'd probably get in trouble.
Sure?
Don't shake
try.
Your head at me.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's err on the side of caution and go to the calls in a second. But I just want to make one point about hearing that highlight again. Is that it's double damning in that A, your bullpen blew it again, which sucks, and two, Toronto, who now seems to have your number, even though they're not as good as you, or so the records indicate. And B, it had to be again. The guy that all of us wanted the Red Sox to trade the rest of the farm for to get and sign to a 14-year deal, and instead we have the left-handed swinging bizarro corpse of Casas, but here's Vlad Guerrero just burning us again.
Along those lines, quick alarming side story. Listen to my favorite show coming in, Jones and Keith, and they were doing their four-pack, four questions, whatever they call it, and one of them was best Red Sox player right now. And there was a little bit of a debate. You know what was alarming about it?
What?
Nobody brought up Devers, your $300 million player, in the debate. The debate was between Crochet, Bregman, Duran, when he's at his best, you could argue. And I was like, anybody going to say Devers? He makes
no.
$300 Devers. We're going to put Devers in there.
That's not new, though, right?
I feel sucks.
He's never unequivocally been the best player on the Boston Red Sox.
But he's not the best hitter right now. He's not the best anything except best contract.
No.
He has the best contract on the team.
But haven't you
from
seen
his
it,
perspective.
Haven't you seen it on the TV broadcast? He found his nice little spot at the end of the dugout where he holds his bat and waits for his at-bats. So everything's fine now.
That's great. Yeah. No.
Not good.
No. You know, the only time Rafi Devers was the most popular member of the Red Sox was the tail end of 2021 as they were making the playoffs. And I think it was the second to last game of the season, and he had a game-winning home run. I forget against who it was. Like, he came through in the clutch for, like, a week.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's a good power hitter, but has never carried the team or validated that salary. Anyway, back to the calls.
617-779-7937. If you suck up, you get on the air. So, Walt in Hanover, what are your thoughts on our opening segment here on WEEI Afternoons?
I will suck up, no problem. I'm driving home, and I usually listen to Felger and Maz, but there's a game on that channel. And I just want to say how enjoyable listening to you guys talk the last 20 or 30 minutes. I loved your humor. Didn't have a lot of cynicism, and it really shows that you guys enjoy each other's company. And, you know, I say kudos. And is this your regular time slot?
It is. 2 to 6 every day. Please listen. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
See you, Walt.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, Walt.
Oh, boy.
Man, Andy, he does not know you very well. Yeah. Didn't hear the cynicism after the first segment.
There was no cynicism.
You know what it is?
He just doesn't know you very well. He's going to get to know you and know he's wrong.
But he's got three things going for him right now. One, the sun is out.
Sure.
B, we're at Fenway, which means he's standing up, and he's happy about that. And C, he's not overly hopped up on energy right now.
And I have shorts on and a visor. There's like more layers to this optimism and happiness and energy that I bring. I also tend to just bring energy. It's just funneling it in a positive direction can be challenging at times. 617-779-7937.
Thank you, Walt.
Back to the phone calls. Alex in Raleigh. What's up, Alex?
Yeah, not much. I'm not going to pretend to be a longtime listener. The YouTube algorithm brought me here. But I'm a Clemson alumni living in Raleigh. And, of course, you know, what's going on with Chapelville? Mr. Do Your Job, on to Cincinnati, needs a handhold? I mean, what's going on? Who is this man that you sent to us? North Carolina sends you Drake May, and this is what they get as a thank you?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, this is absolutely absurd.
All right, thanks for the call, Alex. Thanks for the algorithm.
what's it like?
Sending... Well, see, I was going to tell a bad joke. I call it a Fitzy joke sometimes.
See, now, but, again, you just, man. I mean, if it was a horrible joke, it would be a your joke. But
so he is doing his job. Mm-hmm. That's actually Jordan's nickname.
What is?
Job.
Oh, you should really, actually, there's a lot of Fenway. You could take a lap. So Paul and I can take it to 42. It's fine.
Do appreciate the phone calls. It's going to be it's the topic that I keep saying. Everybody claims, I don't want to listen to you talk about that. Bill's not here anymore. But before I go, I think it's ridiculous. Like, everybody pretends they don't want to talk about it and then has a one-minute opinion they want to share.
Bill Belichick has done it again.
Hey, Stiz, why don't you tell everybody the little gift that I gave you when I popped into the studio before zipping over here for today's remote show from our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio.
I love it. Nick pops in the studio. I am hard at work slaving over audio to get ready for today's show.
You mean
show.
You are just working vigorously?
That's right, vigorously. And he gave me this awesome koozie that says Bill effing Belichick with a sticker to go along with it. Might even make it to the laptop. That's what I'm thinking.
Wow.
As I know,
wait a minute. Time out. On Monday, you said, quote, I got nothing. That's what you said. You got nothing to defend Bill Belichick. Now, 4 days later, and I felt this on Wednesday, you were softening your stance.
The pivot.
You were now you're back on board? Are you going to now call customer service from that weird website you ordered the footy pajamas from and see if that's ever coming?
Everyone has a bad day. My Lord and Savior, Bill Belichick, is allowed day.
Stiz will be
it's
the
on
first.
Year four of that.
No, Stiz is going to be the first to give him a breakfast ball or a mulligan and say, you know, in this particular scramble, we may just not be using a lot of Bill's drives. That's
and
okay.
I think Jordan won the week, to be honest.
How did she win the week exactly?
Oh, my God. You know how many,
everyone knows
you know
her
how
name?
Many followers? Like, Dan was kind of speaking on it.
Okay.
You know how many followers she probably amassed through all this? So whether
you know how
good
many
or
people
bad,
accused her of being a professional?
Oh, that'll
and
come and
mean
go.
I don't PR person.
Andy, have you met social media? That will be forgotten. And you know
oh, that'll
will not,
never be forgotten.
No, you know what will not be forgotten is all these
she's
followers
got the
she's
Scarlet
amassed.
Something on
and
her.
And millions of dollars of real estate.
She is always going to have the real estate. That's the one thing that she'll always have to fall back on.
Typically, they say if you want to invest, you either invest in gold or land because neither of them ever really depreciate. Land. Unless, of course, you're in Southwest Florida. But I did want to also add to the equation as far as the whole Jordan thing goes, yes, everyone does know her name now. And yes, she is amassing quite a following as well. But I think what happened this past week, just to sort of put it in historical context, she may have just led Bill Belichick to having his, and this fall, I'm going to be taking my talents to South Beach moment.
Oh, there's no doubt that he's won in North Carolina, unless he wins.
This is the decision for Bill Belichick. If he's anything less than 8-4, it might be like, all right, that was fun.
We got a little notoriety out of that.
That's what I was going to ask. If it was a 500 season, Andy.
If it's a 500 Twins season, fans. I think he's out. I think he's absolutely out if it's a 500 season this year.
Sorry, I just had to yell.
So I think that's 6-6 or whatever. Yeah, I think he would be out.
Steve.
And then Steve takes over and his ungrateful daughter-in-law who's ripping him all over social medias.
She's a fine mother and a good woman.
She is. I don't know. She's also right. Yeah. She's also right. She's right with her tone and she's right with her angle about Jordan.
I think she spoke up on without official confirmation. I think Jenny B spoke up on behalf of all people's Belichick, not named Bill.
Oh yeah. Now I also wonder, was that an Andy Hart 3 Miller Lights deep response?
She just had a baby. She's nursing.
Oh, she might have been doing pump and dump. No, that's a thing. That's what mothers do.
I know.
I've had kids. Well, I haven't had them.
Yeah, my wife had them too, Dodo.
617-779-7937.
And I haven't had kids. No S.
Oh, just in today's day and age, you just got to.
I'm very worried about you with what you're saying.
Tim in Brockton, you're up next here on WEEI Afternoons. What are your thoughts on Drake May?
What's it been like?
So Drake May, all those people that you listed before, the running back, the O-line, the wide receivers, you guys would be making up excuses as why to Drake May is performing bad, and you will be using those people in those positions to blame it instead of blaming it on Drake May's mediocre style, and his ceiling is Trevor Lawrence, and Patriot fans want to live off of hope, and you guys need to realize
out of our mother's basement
QB.
Yeah. All right, thanks for the call, Tim.
Appreciate that.
Okay, so the Trevor Lawrence comp is interesting. Because what if Trevor Lawrence goes out, leads the Jags to, 12 wins this year with Travis Hunter and Brian Thomas, and they look like...
Yeah, he might...
He's got a franchise contract.
If his offensive line holds up, because his offensive line was horrendous last year, and we know something about horrendous offensive line play. If his offensive line holds up and he doesn't get his ankle crashed in half and have his face smushed in a viral photo that would make anybody wince at the prospect of playing professional football, then maybe, just maybe, he'll hold himself upright. He does have a playoff win, unlike your boy Justin Herbert. Maybe, just maybe, Trev, BTJ, Travis Hunter go off the season, Etienne et al., and they have themselves, maybe they go 8-9, but he throws 33 touchdowns and 9 picks and 4,500 yards. Who says no to that?
I feel like that also illustrates your difference that was brought up by the caller about your starting quarterback versus your franchise quarterback. You talked about making chicken salad out of you-know-what. Trevor Lawrence has had enough pieces around him now this offseason where, all right, he'll be a starting quarterback. He should be able to operate the offense. Mm-hmm. And what we're still waiting for is, can Drake May be more than that?
Well, I also think the question is, and hopefully we get into this debate with Drake May in the next 2 years-ish,
with him personally.
Is Justin Herbert a franchise quarterback?
Yes.
And if he is, then what do you call Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, those guys? Because they're clearly on a different level than Justin Herbert.
Those are all-time franchise quarterbacks. Those are Hall of Fame.
No. That would be Tom Brady. No.
Right now, Josh Allen and
Mr. Zero
Joe
Rings?
Burrow.
Are
you going to argue that you? I can't imagine you'd argue against the wind and the sun. That's fine.
No, I'm just saying, said all time franchise quarterback.
Meaning they're going to go to the Hall of Fame. Dan Marino is in the Hall of Fame. He has zero rings, aside from whatever ones that he wears under his isotoner gloves.
Sure.
Josh Allen is on his way to the Hall of Fame. He keeps playing. Yeah, they're Hall of
Famers. Okay. Hall of Famers. Well, that is where you hope Drake May trends toward. Not just he's a top 12 quarterback, which makes you a franchise quarterback, but is he a top 5 quarterback, top 6, somewhere up into that conversation? Because right now we have 3, right? I'm not forgetting it. Oh, no, Lamar, you got 4, right?
Oh, Lamar, yeah.
So we go 4.
Why don't we call these guys the breakthrough club? We have Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. All of them need to break through to achieve Hall of Fame, permanent Hall of Fame status, but also end their franchises respective, not just losing streaks, but suffering. And also to the Drake May point, have you ever heard of a test called the AIQ test for quarterbacks?
No.
A processing test that they now administer.
Oh, I've heard some of those. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Matching colors and patterns.
But some of those have mixed reviews. Because famously that they started using across the league, CJ Spiller bombed and then went out and had, CJ Stroud bombed and then went out and had one of the best rookie years in the history of the NFL. And they were like, hey, probably throw that test out that he didn't do well on, because he seemed to do well on the franchise QB test as a rookie.
Because supposedly Drake May scored as high as you can possibly score on that sort of like processing.
Of course he did.
Well, doesn't that make sense, though? If he's an elite processor, doesn't that make sense?
Stiz and Dan Ball, I need you guys to get me. We need an audible eye roll.
An audible
I don't know
eye
how
roll
you
versus
do
what I just do but behind the glass.
Yeah, but we need to share it with our listeners, an audible eye roll, because that's what I did when Fitzy just said, Drake May had the highest score that anyone's ever had on that test.
If you were championing this, everybody talks about his elite processing. I feel like a narrative starts to get out there and you're like, wait, I didn't start that narrative. I better start pushing back so I can be right.
I hate when the narrative and the train gets way ahead of reality. When you're little Max and the sled is way up there and you're like, uh-oh, I better catch up to the sled.
I got you. But at the same time, wouldn't you say that his processing probably is the attribute over his physicality and his like athleticism?
I don't really know, because I don't know exactly what people mean by processing. When he processed enough to throw to the Bears linebacker instead of out of bounds when he's supposed to put it in the tuba player.
And that was terrible processing.
So that's part of processing, is deciding, right, pull the trigger. That's processing.
But finding
pulled
the
trigger
read,
in four times.
Guessing the tendencies of the defense.
Some of it
backs,
was good,
linebackers.
Some of it was bad. So I don't know that it was the greatest I've ever seen out of a young quarterback. Never mind the greatest I've ever seen about any quarterback. 617-779-7937. Up next, we're paying off that tease. Strikeouts are the key to winning and losing for the Boston Red Sox. And I'm not talking about the bullpen. I'm talking about the lineup. Give you some eye-opening numbers on strikeouts, wins, and losses for the Red Sox. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora yesterday afternoon talking about Walker Buehler, who was trending in the right direction on the mound.
I don't want to hear it.
He returned to Boston early while the Red Sox were still in Toronto last night getting some tests. We'll get an update on that story at 3:30 from Lou Merlone, I think, when he joins us here in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studio. And we will probably hear from Alex Cora a little bit later on, so we'll monitor that for any news updates.
Talking about tests, like, so was Walker Buehler trying to figure out how fast he processes information?
No. He was trying to figure out why his shoulder hurts and doesn't feel so good.
Which one?
Tight.
The pitching one?
I'm pretty sure it's the pitching one. I don't know that he specifically
said it. It's not throwing shoulder.
Well, then I don't think he would have come back early, and I don't think we would be talking about this. I think it's his pitching shoulder.
The non-throwing shoulder, it's part of the windup.
Yeah, it's all part of your mechanics. They didn't specify. You never know.
Okay, see? So
you
there's hope.
Think whatever you want. Well, there's hope either way. Doesn't? I mean, I didn't think that was like the sky
throwing
is
shoulder.
Falling.
Throwing shoulder. If we're talking like, you know, tendonitis, that could be 2 to 4 weeks on the shelf. Maybe because it's just not used to the rigors of what he's putting himself through, considering that he got the snip and his second snip, actually, rather.
So, Fitzy, we know the Red Sox blew good starting pitching outings the last two nights. We know the bullpen, not the blue pen, but yes, that might be more accurate. The blue pen here
that's
in Boston.
That's going to catch on quickly.
Screwed it up. Your boy Slayton was involved. Whitlock was involved. But also, we talked about it yesterday. The offense is kind of getting off scot-free. The offense that went to bed after six innings and was like, I get you guys six. You guys got the rest of the way, right? We're going to go get some drinks early if you
pick up
this
your
out.
Bullpen.
And last night, you score two runs. That's great. It's great that you're up to nothing. But, you know, again, score more. Score more often, please. You're supposed to, I believe, this week, Alex Cora told us here on WEEI Afternoons, yeah, we consider ourselves an offensive ball club. We can score some runs. There's an alarming number that we've been ahead of the curve on all season long, talking about strikeouts. Dan Ball put it into perspective for us. Fitzy, you know how many games the Red Sox have K'd 10 or more times, including each of the last two nights in Toronto when they lost those games, blew leads? You know how many games all year out of the 33 they've played, they've struck out 10 or more times?
I'm going to guess more than half, so I'll go with 19.
Close. 18.
Damn.
You know what their record in those 18 games striking out 10 or more times is?
I'm going to go with one win for every two losses, so 6-12.
How about 5-13?
What the holy ball.
Which if you do some quick math, that means when they strike out less than 10 times, they are 12-3 on the season.
Okay, so now this, how does this not turn into paramount priority number one?
It is, and I think Alex Cora has talked about it. He has talked about, I don't like strikeouts. He's taught there are no good strikeouts, like all these various things. He's also made the comment, it might be part of our identity, and we have to accept some of that. We joked about it. The best case scenario was the first game in Toronto where you struck out five times and you hit five home runs. I don't expect that ratio, but if you're going to strike out 10, 11 times, give me five home runs. Give me that, you know, almost like an interception touchdown ratio. I'll accept one home run for every two strikeouts. I can't have it go the other way where I have 10 strikeouts and only two runs total. A 5-1 ratio K's to runs scored. So I think this is something they need to deal with. And some of it is philosophical. You know, I know there's a lot of talk of a guy like Casas who seems to be too picky, seems to always be down like 0-2 because pitchers are like, this guy's really picky, so I'm going to throw strikes. And then he's playing, you know, Chase, and he's not Tony Gwynn or Wade Boggs, and he's not going to hit 330 with two strikes like those guys used to.
Is Casas hitting his weight? He's not even close to hitting his weight.
No. Not unless he's lost a lot of weight recently.
I don't think anxiety.
Food poisoning or something, maybe?
No, I don't think he had the Mookie Betts virus.
Casas is at 184 with a 279 OBP. So sadly, it's better than it was.
You know what I'm going to
do? Oh, it's better, but it's not good.
I am going to make that. Not good. I'm going to tie that into my three-point stance coming up in the 3 o'clock hour because I think it's time to make a change and turn a corner. Permanently with this team.
Ooh, big market tease from Fitzy. Badass.
That's called a BMT, bro.
I just like that he finally wasn't yay Patriots in his three-point stance. It was like 4 days in a row. We're going to get to another team.
So if I swear at you, everyone on the street as well as everyone in the car can hear it, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Right, I mean, they can drop it. We learned that lesson early in the show yesterday, which is very good for at least one of the hosts on this program.
You put the F in FCC yesterday.
I absolutely did. 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls on Bill Belichick. Who won the week? We'll take your calls on the Boston Red Sox. Their bullpen problem, their strikeout problem in the lineup. But up next, it's 3 o'clock. Ted's not here. He's watching lacrosse off in New York State somewhere. But it's still going to be time for a...
You know where he is? He's in the Capital Region.
Oh,
your favorite.
In the Capital Region. Hey-o. Formerly the home of Dan Ball.
Albany. No way.
That means Ted and Dan Ball... are the two people that care about the Capital Region.
That's
no
correct.
One else listening.
That's correct.
Ted, will Ted make a beer run for us? Some great breweries in the Capital Region.
No, I think he might.
I can't text him like a beer, bro?
No, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, get 3-point stance.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.